Welcome to the Encounters Podcast, brought to you by Mercy Culture Worship. My name is Jasmine Wheeler, and I'm so glad you're here and ready to encounter God with us. Our vision is to take people from corporate encounters with God to daily personal encounters with God. So we're inviting you into our corporate encounter, hoping that it leads you deeper into your daily personal encounter. So we say, Holy Spirit, have your way. We don't make room for you. In our car, our room, wherever it is that we are right now, we don't make room for you. We give you the entire room. So speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.
Hey everyone. Good morning. How's everyone doing? Today is Baptism Sunday, and we have amazing people that have made the decision to get baptized this morning. And so we're going to see it broadcasted here on the screen, and as you see it, we're going to celebrate what the Lord is doing in their lives. And we're going to remember this morning all that Jesus has done for us. I remember when I was saved and how the Lord rescued me. And I think it's a beautiful journey for us to go into this morning as we remember all the things the Lord has done for us. Amen? So Jesus, we love you. Just lift your hands. Jesus, we remember your goodness. We remember your faithfulness. We remember your goodness. We remember your faithfulness. We remember your goodness. We remember your faithfulness. And we're so thankful. Oh, Jesus, we're so thankful. Just put thankfulness on your lips this morning. Oh, we're so thankful. We're so thankful. With the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground, it makes me wanna shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. When I think about the Lord,
when I think
We celebrate, Lord, what you're doing. We love you, we love you, we exalt you, Jesus. So how could I forget it? Could I forget it? You came every time. How can I forget it? I'll remember your goodness. How could I forget it? I'll remember your mercy.
Jesus, Lord, you're worthy.
Whatever is true, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely.
I think on these things.
Whatever is true, whatever is just.
I think on these things.
Whatever is pure, whatever is lovely.
I think on these things.
Whatever is true, whatever is just.
I think on these things.
Whatever is pure, whatever is lovely.
I think on these things.
Whatever is true, whatever is just.
I think on these things.
Whatever is pure, whatever is lovely.
I think on these things.
Whatever is true. Heavenly language right now. We're not prophesying, but we are edifying the Spirit of God in us. We're submitting to the Spirit of God right now as we lift Him up. Oh, na na ma ye, na na ma ye, na na ma ye. Oh, na 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 ma ye, na na ma ye. Yeah, if you don't have a heavenly language yet, just put your hands on your mind. Say, Jesus, this is your mind. Oh, na 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 ma ye.
Spirit
might, spirit of knowledge. We need the fear of the Lord. We want the fear of the Lord. We need the fear of the Lord. We want the fear of the Lord. Give us the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord.
But the Holy Spirit, come, come, come.
the Holy Spirit. Come, come, come. Come, come, come. The Spirit of the Holy Spirit. Of the Holy Spirit. Come, come, come. Come, come, come.
Just keep singing that Spirit of Jesus who welcomed you in this place. We acknowledge you in this place.
Come, come, come. No spirit, but the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit. Come, come, come. Come, come, come.
King Jesus, we acknowledge you in this building, in this room, and in this sanctuary. We acknowledge you on behalf of our city and this nation. Jesus, you're here. We can feel and sense you in the room. Holy Spirit, I ask, would you awaken every person in this place to be aware of your presence? Would you help us be aware of you in the room? We're going to prepare to take communion together. If you can grab your elements, if you're up at the front, we have some baskets here where you can grab some elements. Communion is symbolic act where we get to encounter Jesus by remembering what he's done for us. I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Consider the people of Israel. Are not those who eat the sacrifices participants in the altar? What do I imply then? That food offered to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No. I imply that what pagans sacrifice, they offer to demons and not to God. I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord in the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord in the table of demons. I saw us this morning, as I was having time with the Lord in daily encounter, I saw us, in light of this scripture, joining the table of the Lord. So even in this moment, Father, we declare not the table of demons, but the table of the Lord we want to dine in. Let's prepare to take the bread. If you're able to close your eyes, hold that bread that represents the body of Jesus broken for you. The King has prepared a place for you at his table. And he's looking at you and he's asking, will you receive? Will you receive this bread of eternal life? Those who have, will you remember? Will you remember that you have eternal life in me? Jesus, we declare your body is enough. We declare what your word says, that your body is what makes a way. We have access through your body. Jesus, you are the door and we choose to walk in through you. Let's receive his body. Prepare to take the juice representing the blood of Jesus. Here we like to lift it above our heads as an act and a symbol that Jesus is the highest authority. Now just begin telling him, acknowledging that he's the highest authority. With your own words, just begin acknowledging your king that's in this place, your king that you came to encounter, your king that prepared a table for you, your king that placed a seat for you. Begin to acknowledge your king. Begin to acknowledge your King. Jesus, we thank you for your blood. We thank you that your blood is enough. Your blood is what covers us. Your blood is what cleans us. Your blood is what has cleansed us. Your blood is what makes us white as snow. Your blood does what we cannot do. Your blood does what we cannot do. I feel my spirit, I need to repeat that. Your blood does what we cannot do. Say it with your own words. Say, your blood does what I cannot do. Say it again. Your blood does what I cannot do. Say, your blood does what I cannot do. Remind your spirit of it. Your blood does what I cannot do. before we take the blood, as I was standing there in worship, I felt prompted in my spirit to prophetically declare tomorrow, April 8th, when there's a solar eclipse here in this area, that we remind the grounds, we remind the guests, we remind the people, we remind the city that Fort Worth is a table of the Lord. So we declare Fort Worth is a table of the Lord. We say the city, we dine on the blood of Jesus. We dine on the bread of Jesus. We will eat of his body and we will drink of his blood. Let's receive his blood. Kind of hard to drink after you shout, huh? Let's lift our hands in the air. I don't know if you felt the shift when we begin to prophetically declare this region to be a table of the Lord. But catch this. When you declare what the word of the Lord says in an area, his word does not return void. So one more time, just say, Fort Worth is yours. And we declare not one day, not one moment, not anything would take a day from the Lord. Can we just give Jesus a hand and celebrate him, acknowledge him? Today, this is the day that he has made. We celebrate you, Jesus!
Celebrate Jesus!
Thanks for worshiping with us today. If you want to encounter God with us again next week, be sure to hit the subscribe button in the channel to stay in the know. Let's pray the benediction together. Lord, teach us your ways that we may know you and find your favor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.